Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. We're having a beautiful Monday morning down here in Miami, Florida. Today's June 15th, 2009. I want to thank all of you listeners for being loyal and sending in your emails and giving us the feedback from our prior shows. It's really great to get that and know that you're enjoying what we're bringing to you. And it just helps us, it gives us a little pathway to what to bring to you in the future. Today's show is going to be great. We're having a very, very special person. His name is John Amico, and he has done many things. He had a chain of cosmetology schools, national hair salons, and now he's on to another program called Share the Wealth, and we're going to learn all about that in just a couple of minutes. Before we bring him in, I want to bring in my co-host. Sherry, are you online with us?
I'm here. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, everybody. I want to thank you all so much for all the incredible five-star ratings that we have had throughout this year. It's been a great, great year, and we really appreciate everybody's feedback and information, and keep writing in and letting me know what you want to hear about and what's important to you. I also want to talk a little bit about gratitude. We know that the power of gratitude, it unlocks the fulfillment of our life. So I always try to remind everybody, you know, wake up in the morning, be grateful. It's a beautiful day. You make that decision when you get out of bed. Am I going to have a great day? Am I grateful? And, you know, today's going to be a joyful day. So whenever we have John on, I do want to say one thing about John. He is one of my favorite people, and I'm really honored that we are able to have him share a little bit of his destiny and how he has created this incredible life that he has, and living his dream and following his passion. So
I do see John calling in, so let's see if we can bring him into the show. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show. Is this John?
Good morning, Patty and
Good morning. It's good to have you with us this morning, John.
Absolutely. I have the pleasure of being in South Florida this week, so I'm delighted to be on the show and excited about sharing some of our experiences. And I have to thank both of you because you we got together a little bit at the premier show in Orlando, and you shared with me previously some of your goals and dreams of what you were trying to accomplish. And you brought me up to date, obviously, in Orlando, and it's become a reality. So congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. So why don't we start off with, we'll just have you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I got started in the beauty business for all the wrong reasons. I was 18 years old going to the University of Notre Dame. A friend of mine, he was older than I. He was going at the same time, but he was a year ahead of me. He was transferring out to go to the University of Cosmetology. And I ran into him over a Christmas break, and he said, "Listen, do you want to meet a lot of girls?" And I said, "Of course I do, because I went to school with all boys." And off to his beauty school I went one day, and he introduced me to a bunch of lovely ladies. And he said, "You know, you could do this in the summertime rather than playing in those rock groups, and you'd have a lot more fun." Well, I didn't necessarily think so, but my mother did, because she was afraid I was going to run away with long hair and drugs. So she decided that it would probably be a good idea to keep me busy during the summer, and I got into the beauty business. Much to my surprise, I thought all you needed to do was to show up. I never realized you had to be good. And so those ideas of money, women, and glamour immediately faded away, because the young ladies that I went to school with all laughed at everything I did. So I had a real challenge of trying to get over the ability or their abilities, and I had to get my mother, my aunt, and my cousin practice on them every night so I could go back to school and try to be at least respectful. And graduated, never went back to college, by the way. Decided that I could finish this course, and after I finished it, I'd get a car, get some clothes, and then I'd go back to school. However, never went back to college, and it became my passion. So what turned out to be really a summer fling wound up being an entire career.
Hmm.
It's interesting to hear everybody's little story about how we got involved in getting into the beauty business. I actually went to beauty school on Lincoln Road for $95 in those years.
Well, I don't remember. I think my mother might have paid $199.
Well, that's about the same.
But I can tell you this, when I opened my first school, which was only 4 years after I graduated cosmetology school, again, you know, you wind up in crazy places. And so I bought a school, an existing school. My wife, which I later got married, was my model originally, and then I got married to her, and she was modeling for this gentleman, and he said he was relocating to another part of the country, wanted to sell the school. So I bought it, being very naive, thinking that everything he told me was correct. And I was supposed to have 90 students. I wound up with 9. I wondered what happened to the other 81. Well, they were all dropouts. He did enroll them at one point, but nobody ever completed. And so I had to start with a brand-new class. And so, Sherry, my first class, I started 20 students at $99 a piece.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And look at how far things have gone. That's interesting, Jonah. So then what happened after that?
Well, you know what? It life has a tendency to be an evolution. And when I first got into the salon business, obviously I got in very early. Probably I wasn't a hairstylist more than a year, where I was able to go into my own business, which was an encouragement of one of my clients in a locale that had a former barber shop that was moving out. And she had a pharmacy, her and her husband, Jerry, they said that if I wanted to take the space, very small space, they would help me, which they did. And I immediately set out to build a clientele in this new location, which was not easy because I had a lot of failures very early on. And I wasn't successful. And so, I lost my first 3 jobs in 4 or 5 days because I wasn't really qualified. I became a shampoo boy and really analyzed everything and went home again and practiced. So, boom, I got right into the salon by accident, obviously, not knowing all the things I should know. But really that was a blessing because if I would have known everything I should know, I probably would have never done it. So I got into the salon, and I realized right away after gaining clientele that I should have more people associate with me, and so I started to recruit a stylist. No one would come to work for me because I was kind of a newbie. However, any of the students that had graduated after me, they thought I knew something that they didn't know because I had already had a salon. So I hired some of my former beauty school associates, and we built a salon, and within 6 months to 9 months, we were rocking. And at that point, we had to expand, open up another location. And one thing led to another, and I started to open up company-owned units, and the school came about, and I was growing, and my artistic career was growing. I was, doing a lot of competitions locally, regionally, and nationally, and then on to international. But during that period, I started to take good people. I call them GPs. They were great people that worked with me, and they had the same vision and dream and desire, and we would kind of franchise where I would open up the location, they would have a minority interest in it, and they'd be responsible for running the day by day. And before we knew it, we got up to about 20 locations, and it became a big business. So I decided at that point that I could no longer identify those that would be best suited because, I was kind of long distance at that point. What would be better would be to franchise. And so we began franchising our salons to licensed professional stylists that either work within our locations or were in some parts of the country that we wanted to go to, and we would partner up with them. And so bring you fast forward, in 1996, we had accumulated 427 salons and had expanded in the school businesses, the 31 schools, and eventually I decided that we would sell those companies and move on to what we're currently doing right now. And, in that process of seeing all those people obtain growth and, develop from minor skills to become major leaders in the industry, What was very apparent to me is that the independent, the salon owner, the independent contractor that was out there, they needed far more help than the chains and the franchises because they didn't have those brain trusts. And we always had one phrase, if you can't, you know, when in doubt, job it out, buy the brains to get the job done. So we had enough resources to be able to buy the brains to figure out this industry, but they didn't. And so when we created this concept called Share the Wealth and Knowledge, it was something that we wanted to be able to assist them with. And we were very good at site selection, lease negotiation, store design, construction, hiring staff, and all those things that you need, including marketing and retention and recruitment of clients. So we decided that we wouldn't franchise that business. We would simply license individuals who wanted to become part of our association, and they would still operate their own business. They would still operate under their own name. However, we identified certain kinds of hair care products and skin care products and hair color, et cetera, that we could bring into the United States or manufacture here in the U.S., and they'd have the opportunity of buying those items, and those items would be exclusive, proprietary to those locations that were part of our network. And having done that, it's really been a great opportunity to meet people that I never would have met, some great people, and seeing, obviously, with some assistance, helping them grow, but at the same time having a community, a living entity of professionals that are in business for themselves, but, you know, with a certain amount of guidance, they're not necessarily by themselves. And that's where we're at today. We have thousands of locations throughout the United States, and it's just a lot of fun to work with everybody. And, you know, you keep that vision, you keep that passion, and keep moving on.
Well, John, let's just talk a little bit about that incredible hair color that we use. And a few of my listeners don't know that I am also in the hair business, and I'm a very happy customer of John's, and I love the products that we have. So I just wanted to put that out there a little bit, why our products are so much healthier for the hair.
Well, Sherry, one of the things that we get a lot of feedback from clients, and I know you do all the time, and that's where clients today are more inclined to want to have things that are not aggressive. They don't have a whole collection of free radicals, and they really want to be healthier. So, having said that, Europe has been on this quest, believe it or not, longer than the United States. You know, so in Europe, where we do manufacture, we believe that we have some of the finest color formulators, which we call Artigentos. You know, it's primarily in Italy. We have found that when it comes to fashion, when it comes to chemicals, formulations, when it comes to even automaking, because, you know, from Lamborghini to right now Fiat owning, majority interest in like Chrysler or what have you, we find that Versace, Armani, Valentino is only a tip of the iceberg. Because in the Sistine Chapel, we had Michelangelo laying on his back painting, you know, 700 years ago, all these artisans. And they take that same pride when it comes to formulations, or whether it be hair color, any kind of formulation related to the hair care. And in mind with that, the first discovery we stumbled on was a group that had developed a vegetable-based color. And taking a whole wheat and rice seaweed and sea cup and using that as the vegetable base with natural pigmentation to create great hair color. Then the second thing we located was the same group who was already moving on to alpha hydroxides and using the peach stone as the catalyst, and again, natural based tones. And then last but not least, which was a couple of years ago, they created the non-ammonia organic hair color. And what's so great about it is that, one, we don't use peroxides, we use enzymes, which are digestive type enzymes as oxidizers. And the low ammonia and or no ammonia happens to be in the color heads, allows full pigmentation, but non-aggressive. There isn't any damage done to the hair. And if there's no damage done to the hair, there's no damage done to the tissue. Now realize that when color is applied, it's applied to the scalp. Yes, it's applied to the hair, but in essence, it's applied to the scalp. And those caustic agents sit on the scalp 20, 25, 30 minutes periodically, once every 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. So it's very important that those kinds of toxins are minimized or eliminated. Therefore, we don't have issues, health issues down the road. And I can tell you that, you know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, when hair coloring just started to boom, 14 and 15-year-old girls were not using hair color. 12-year-old girls are not using hair color. However, today it's total full spectrum change. You're seeing girls on the Disney Channel, every one of them has their hair color. And they start out at 12 years old coloring their hair. Now what that means is that, you know, women would start to color their hair when they were 35 or 40 years old, you know, 40 years ago. Well, we have a whole generation of children that are growing up with hair color on their scalps for 30 minutes every 3 or 4 weeks. And then there's one more step that I'd like to just chat about, and that's, I think, our obligation as professional to professional. I always tell everybody, you know, it's great that we develop these kinds of non-caustic colors, et cetera, very concerned about the organic and the health of our clients. But we work 6 inches away from a cesspool of ingredients. And so if you think about the high levels of concentrated ammonias, you think about all the active ingredients that are in these aniline dye derivatives that we have been using over the last, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, that when we apply color to a client's head, when we mix up that, and there's an explosion of molecules that actually are released the minute we mix an oxidizer along with whether it's a bleach and or it's an ammonia-based color. And you can smell it. It's very pungent. And those are being released. And the problem for a professional is, one, they're cramped up probably in a back room somewhere, and the bowl is sitting on a counter, and they're inhaling all this. But then they go out, and they consistently apply it, and their chin is about to the point of the client's head, and doing application after application, day in and day out. And so when we see these commercials for Advair and CODP and a variety of other infectious lung diseases, aside from, you know, somebody with bad habits and smoking, I mean, next to that is professional stylists who are inhaling, ingesting, and digesting all of that carcinogenic-type product. So I like to think about it as a service to professionals in a way, even though we're taking care of the John Q. public, the consumer, it's really most in the best interest of the professional to try to avoid those kinds of products. Now, let's talk about color. Color is beautiful. I mean, if you can do, you know, you're not sacrificing penetration. You're not sacrificing long-lasting. When it's more gentle, it lasts longer because the hair isn't over-porous. And number two, you've got much more vibrancy with the color. And number three, it's going to be more translucent because it is more natural.
Right. Well, one of the things that I'm really loving about the product is, you know, a lot of people, you know, used to be when I would do color, they had to sit for 30 to 45 minutes with color on their head. With our color, what I do is I wash the hair and have a clean, clean hair to work with, and then I apply the color, and they're ready in 15 minutes, 100%. Deposit, which really blew me away with a 100% white hair client, and then we were able to just rinse it off. And not only that, the amount of clients that you can continue to do because of the time, I'm able to have, you know, one being washed while I'm doing another client, and, you know, it's just like it keeps going around, and it's so incredible for me. As a stylist, to be able to use the product, and everybody that I use it on, they're so surprised at this process. You know, my hair's already finished, you know, and they've had highlights, color, low lights, and they're ready in 15 minutes.
Well, you know, today in today's day and age, you know, people are very, you know, very busy, you know, on tremendous schedules, And if you can get a client in and out sooner, you'll build, believe it or not, a bigger clientele for the convenience of the client, because clients don't want to be trapped in a salon. They want to be, they're busy. They want to get in. They want to have the results that they're looking for, and they want to get out. Now, there's only one, there is one other thing, is that if you leave product on here in for less time and on the scalp for less time, you're going to get a better result from the standpoint, as long as there's penetration, because it's not damaging it, leaving it on 35 or 40 or 50 minutes.
Right.
You know, it's better for the, yeah, better for the health of the person and better for the health of the hair.
Right, which brings me to ask you a little bit. I know that you're a big believer in it's all about the client, you know, and I'd just like you to talk a little bit about that. You know, we're in a business where people are talking about increasing their business in this economy, and you talk about improving one thing a day that can, you know, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, one of the things that I see is that the, you know, level of appreciation. And, you know, I always talk about the do's and the don'ts. And from my own personal experience, I know clients want, even though they may not decide that they want the newest and latest fashion, they want to know that you know what's happening in fashion. Whether or not they want to wear it, they just want to know that whoever they're going to is fashionably attuned, and when they do decide to change, that the change is going to take place based on a knowledge base of what's happening. You know, what am I going to look good in? What's the newest and latest color? Now, I may not want it today, but as long as I know you know it, then I'm going to feel more comfortable. So I think the number one thing that all professionals have to do is constantly stay educated. Because if you stop being educated, you start doing things that are from the era that you enjoyed or that you stopped growing. For example, if people just like the 60s music or the 70s music, that's probably a time when they stopped growing. Okay, so if I just relate to 80s hair or 90s hair, then that's probably a time where I personally stopped growing. I stopped going to education, I stopped paying attention, and I stopped doing it. Now, so it's incumbent upon me to be educated, because not only am I going to be educated in fashion, but I'm going to be educated in technology, because things are changing at light speed when it comes to technology within the hair care industry. Now, in addition to that, that's my responsibility to my client. First of all, that I'm knowledge-based. The second is that I am going to deliver to them more than what they are going to be offering me in terms of my compensation, because I like to 10 times it. If a client is going to pay $50 for a service, then I'd like to think that I'm delivering $500 worth of an experience to the client, because the little things that I do to make their stay more enjoyable, the extras that we deliver to them, is something that separates us or me or you from the clutter of bad service. Whether it's gas stations or restaurants, you know, clients are exposed to good or bad service all the time. A client cannot tell the difference between a great haircut and a good haircut, a great hair color and a good hair color. I can, you can, but the average consumer cannot. It's just like, I may not be able to tell the difference between great artwork from Picasso to a starving artist in a basement. However, a connoisseur of that can, which you and I are. However, the client is not. But I'll tell you what the client can tell the difference is. The client can tell if the service is good or if the service is bad. The client can tell if somebody is nice to them or not nice to them. If somebody delivers good service or bad service, somebody who's happy or unhappy. And so it's incumbent upon me and us as professionals to always be happy, if we possibly can be, because we certainly can be sad, mad, or scared, but there's no place for that in our business, number one. Number two, I have to be able to deliver more than what they're paying for and exceed their expectations. And last but not least, understand that underneath this veneer is a warm, loving person that needs to establish their self-confidence and their self-esteem. And if I can help them do better at that, then I think I fulfill my job, and we all have. So, you know, delivering more and trying to relate to them and empathize with them and help them build, again, their self-esteem and their self-confidence and their self-image. And if they do that, they will go out and do great things. Because not every day is somebody going to deliver, as you deliver, good news to them. They're generally going to be bombarded by the bad news. Because good news in the United States doesn't play very well. Turn on CNN, and originally it was just one screen, CNN. And then all of a sudden they got this little thing scrolling across the bottom. Then now you turn on, you got one little box on the right side, one little box on the left side, you got a guy in the center, and you got all this bad news scrolling across the bottom. So you're getting four bits of bad news all at the same time. Our job, deliver good news.
All right. Well, you know, I love what you said. You said, you know, when the client feels that I love my stylist and they can go out there and they can tell other people about, you know, that their stylist is so great, that they, you know, the treatment that they get and, you know, how they're treated and you know, that's what brings us more clients, is when we satisfy our client and they're able to go out there and tell their friends. And I heard that from you recently, and I love that, because I think that's really how we are able to keep our clients coming to us. In this time of the economy, there are so many people out there that are looking for some, you know, a good haircut, good color, but they want to be treated well.
Well, you know, it isn't a big investment, you know, like buying a car or going on vacation or buying a home. It's a little bit of luxury. However, that luxury is that creation, that Van Gogh around that picture. Okay, so we're putting the frame around the Van Gogh, and so a client making that little bit of investment, we might think, well, it's not that big of a deal. You know what? In today's day and age, it may be just the amount of money that she has available as possibly discretionary. However, maybe she's in between jobs, and she needs to have this look, or she needs to be maintained in order to go out and get a new position or go for the interview. She may have a position that's very important, and she may be cut down to 3 days a week instead of 5 days a week, but she has to go back and interview or entertain or relate or visit with clients. So she's got to have that image as well. So, you know, even though sometimes we think, hey, it's not a lot of money, it is a lot of money. And what we need to do is understand that, you know, whether they're spending $50 or $100, whatever they're spending, 10 times it. Make it tremendous. So we create advocates. Clients then, you know, they don't say, well, you know, where did you go and get your hair done? They say, oh, my God, I went to Sherry. She's fabulous. You got to go to Sherry. She's my stylist.
I love her.
Yeah, I love her. You know, you know what? That's our job. That's our vocation. That's our passion. That's what we're put on this earth for. We have a need to serve and a need to please people.
And how lucky are we to be in a business where we can get up every day and take care of people, make them feel good, make them beautiful, and send them on their way. I'm so blessed. It's such a great you know, opportunity. I did want to talk about with you, because I always talk a lot about this on the show, Patty and I, about being positive and being grateful. And, you know, I talk about, you know, get up in the morning, say thank you, be grateful, take yourself out of that space of negative and go into that positive space. And you mentioned that also. So would you want to just talk a little bit about that?
Well, you know, the first thing, obviously, you wake up, you look up, and you say, Lord, thanks for taking me through another night. I mean, obviously, it's a great thing for you, but it's even better for your family, because you're still around. And you know, as you start to move through the morning, there's a lot of positive things that are taking place. For example, you know, you go in there, you put on your makeup, you look in the mirror, say, hey, I'm still doing okay. Everything's all right. Put on your clothes. You know, you're getting ready to leave the house. You get to work, and you're there on time. And, you know, now four or five things positively have happened. You found your keys that you didn't lose, right? You applied your makeup. You got to work on time. Those are positive experiences. And those positive experiences build a self-worth. And every day in every way, You know, like for example, I tell stylists that you might apply a color, and you may be very undecided as to what's taking place. It's going ash, it's going violet, it's going warm. You're not too certain because there's some reaction taking place. However, you're learning every step of the way what is going on, and when you finally finish, you know, if somebody comes up to you and says, "My gosh, what a wonderful hair color! That was just absolutely beautiful," the worst thing you can do is throw a pie in their face. And when I talk about throwing a pie in somebody's face, it's where somebody says, you know, it's beautiful. And you say, "Oh man, are you kidding? I didn't know what was going on with that hair color, green and violet, whatever. I'm just lucky it turned out." They're paying us a compliment. And what we need to do is recognize the good thing that we just did, allow that little butterfly of success to sit on our shoulder for just one moment and ingratiate ourselves with that good news, and then move on from there. And so every day is a learning experience. There are going to be some times when you do something in life, whether it's your job or whether it's, you know, at home, and something doesn't go right or it fails. Well, it is not less of you. It is you are self. You are always good. You are always wonderful. It is not the fact that you are less of a person because something material didn't turn out, like a color didn't turn out, a haircut didn't turn out. I was building this home, but it didn't turn out quite the way I wanted it. Okay? Doesn't mean you're any less. And what people have been brought up to hear is you're a good boy when you get good grades, and you're a bad boy when you get bad grades. You're not as cute as your older sister. You're not as smart as your younger brother. All of that is negative, okay? Good boy, when you get good grades. That means when I have good behavior, then I'm good. It means when I have bad behavior, I'm a bad person, which means less of me. Well, you know what? Every now and then I might have bad behavior because I might not get great grades, but doesn't mean I'm not trying, and it doesn't mean I'm less of a person. And so sometimes we take that into ourselves, and we ingest and digest that, and what happens is we become, we think less of who we are because we've stubbed our toe. We have now been rejected by a significant other or an insignificant ex-other. It really makes no difference. But now we are injured. And we no longer look at the good things that we have done or that we are, but we look at it from somebody else's window of their soul. And the window of their soul doesn't necessarily mean that I'm a less of a person because I fall out of fancy with them for whatever reason. Doesn't make any difference. I'm still wonderful. God has still put me on this earth to be a very unique and terrific person. And so you've got to love yourself, and then you can give away all the love you feel today.
Beautifully put, John. Love that. Tell me a little bit about your interaction with the intercoiffure. I know that's, I just would like you to tell our listeners a little bit about that experience, because I know that is, that's a tough one to get into, and I know that you're involved in that, and it is the best of the best. So could you shed a little light on that for us?
Well, Intercoiffure is an international organization. It was originally founded in France, in Europe, and it is a body of professional hairstylists and salon owners in each one of the regions around the world, and in each state or country, rather. And here in the United States, it is the North American Intercoiffure, which is comprised of Canadian and American salon stylists and salon owners. And in many cases, I being a member of that, we kind of have a sense that we try to be on the cutting edge. We try to be progressive. We try to deliver, you know, 6-star quality service to clients and try to take the industry to a new level. You know, having said that, when the tide rises, all the boats rise. And so as Intercoiffure tries to raise the standards or the bar of the industry, everybody, including the clients, win because we're elevating our industry. There are two sessions a year where many of the members get together, one in New York in November. It's an atelier where various different professionals from around the country and the world present the newest and the latest. And then above and beyond that, there's a whole host of benevolent functions that the Intercofia services or serves, as well as the industry.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, there you have it. That's why we are the best of the best, because you're able to go there and pull out what is going on all over the world, and we're able to raise the bar each time and be a little better. So, John, is there anything that you'd like to talk about to leave our... Oh, first of all, actually, why don't you tell our listeners where they can reach you, or a website that they could go to, and a number. And I'll also leave my number so that if anyone wants to reach me.
Okay. Well, first of all, if there's any professionals out there listening, and we kind of made, you know, piqued your interest or made a little bit of sense as to, you know, where you're at in your career, and if you'd like to associate with some positive folks that are hopefully moving the industry in the right direction, please, by all means, give us a call or email. Now, the easiest way for me to then kind of move you around to those folks that you need to talk to would be simply email me at johnamico@AOL. That's the simplest way. And if you could put on there good news, then I'll immediately know and kind of pluck it out of my my spam file and be certain to get back with you. In terms of our phone number at our corporate office, it's 1-800-676-5264. That's 1-800-676-5264. And the extension would be 229. And the gentleman there is Mr. Frank. And what Frank does is he interviews and kind of gives an overview of what our organization does. And by the way, a lifetime membership as a professional cosmetologist, lifetime, is $59. And for that, there's many, many benefits. 1-800 numbers for 24/7 answers, the hotline, newsletters, national convention, opportunity to participate on our annual cruise to the Caribbean every year, lots of things like that. And you get to meet great people in regions like Sherry. And Sherry delivers great education down in the South Florida area. And, you know, we were talking about this hair color. Well, she is one of the leading educators for hair color in the South Florida region and in a lot of other areas around the country.
One of the things that really excited me about starting with you, John, I guess it's been about 4 or 5 years now, is that the education that comes through, there is no other line of color that I've been involved with where we have a once-a-year hair show where everybody there, thousand people, and it's all about talking about our particular hair color and showing different techniques and different styles and cutting and color. I don't think anyone else out there is doing that.
Well, it is a terrific exchange of information and knowledge. Everybody comes from different parts of the country. As a matter of fact, we even fly Rudy in from Milan. He does all the runway work in Milan. And when they all get together, it's all shop talk. I mean, it's, you know, from hair color and the newest and the latest and color backs and foiling systems or no foiling systems, you know. Just every year changes, and that's exciting. And then there's also business programs and everything you need to know about operating your salon or spa. There's hair cutting demonstrations. It's kind of like a love fest. It really is. Because you're part of a family.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's just such a great group of people, and it's a family. You feel that you're coming for education, but everybody knows each other, and there's just so much love going on. And I do want to say a special thanks to Jens and Reinout for all the education that I've received from them also, and that they're also here in Fort Lauderdale, Boca area. So we've got quite a bit of education going on here, and there's always something going on. There's always a class that you're doing. There's always, there's a phone, what is it, John, that you do with the, it's on online
telephone.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know a couple of the hairdressers that are going to be listening would like to know about that.
I mean, you're talking about when clients can go online?
No,
when
you can call in at online education, yeah.
Yeah, well, we do have online education, and as part of that, we do have a variety of cataloged categories that they can go online to the library, go back into the archives, find any one of a number of topics. There's hundreds there, and there's blogs as well, and we have what is called a forum, where you have a question, and maybe corporate is not the place you want to go to that question. So you go to the blog and you enter the information, and I'll tell you what, within probably 10 minutes, there's four or five answers from other professionals that are in the family that are communicating, whether it's from San Diego to L.A. to the state of Washington, makes no difference where. That's a great thing. Then the other part of that is, the 1-800 hotline, which is always available because we have on staff what we call educational coordinators sit by the phone all day long and talk to professionals from around the country. And then last but not least, on every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, we have a one-hour conference call, and each week it's a different topic. And one week it's about hair color. One week it's about products and consumption and use and different techniques. Another week is about chemical relaxation and chemicals in relation to that and perm waving retexturization. And then the last week is all about business, all about whether it's, developing clients and retention of clients or developing new clients or talking about, how to build a better bottom line or how to be diversion-free and have a new way of life. We just talk about everything.
And, John, just before we hang up, I'd like you to just go into a little bit about, you mentioned our hair straightening, which is also a healthier way to straighten hair because in the salons now, everybody's wearing masks and getting their hair straightened with a certain way, and ours is so much more natural to the hair. Can you just briefly tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Well, there's three ways you can straighten hair. We do have a sodium hydroxide. We do work with a substantial amount of Afro-American members in relaxing hair. However, one of our associates, a fellow by the name of Jesse Briggs, many folks know who he is, he developed, along with a fellow by the name of John Perez, who is based out of Puerto Rico, what we call the Caribbean Dream System. In the Caribbean Dream, rather than using sodium hydroxide and or thioglycolic acids, we'll use a systemine. And the systemine is a different process of relaxation and or curl reconfiguration. So there's four things that you can do with it. Number one, you can do a full relaxer. Number two, you can do what is called a hair tamer, which takes the heavy wave pattern or real ringlets and relaxes it to a softer degree. The third is what is called a frizz killer. So you retain the wave pattern, but you get rid of the frizz. And last but not least is the reconfiguration or retexturization by re-rotting the hair or re-rollering the hair, and you do what is called soft curls. There's a technique in all. Yes.
That sounds like an amazing product. We're down to our last minute, so we don't want to get cut off. What is your website so our listeners can learn more about the products?
Okay, the website is johnamico.com. And unfortunately, unless you're a professional, which is a member, you really can't get into the back side of it. So you're only going to see some gloss presentations. You're not going to really get into the back room of the system. But you'll learn a little bit. That's why I recommend you either emailing me or calling direct so we can really give you the heart of the program.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rickon.
Sherry, what's your phone number, Sherry?
My phone number is 305-607-3176. So anyone that's out here can contact me or can contact John, and we'll tell you more about it. And we're really happy to have had you and share all this great information. Thank you.
Thank
right,
you
God
for being
bless
on
everybody.
Our show, John.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there you have it, listeners. That was John Amico. What a great interview. That was really, really good information. You have his contact information, so give him a call. And we want you to stay tuned for our show next week, next Monday morning. We'll have Sivana Aravani. You can never pronounce her last name. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye.